Let's talk a little bit about nab-paclitaxel. Can you talk about what we know about this agent right now and how you're using it in your practice?
Nanoparticle albumin-bound paclitaxel, or Abraxane, basically is paclitaxel formulated without cremophore. So this is a way to make this aqueously insoluble agent available, and in fact even more available to tumors than is seen with cremophore. Cremophore can entrap paclitaxel in small fat globules or myceles, which can impede its transport across cell membranes. In fact, albumin transport molecules, receptors, molecules such as glycoprotein 60, GP60, caveolins, have been described as being important in albumin-bound agent transport across cell membranes. And preclinical models, for example, in an MX1 mammary carcinoma xenograft model, have shown that the amount of paclitaxel that enters the tumor is about one-third higher with Abraxane than with Taxol given at the same dose. So this was indeed tested in the clinic in a large randomized trial involving about 450 women, where there does seem to be a differential effect. Apart from the obvious advantage of not having to use pre-medications to avoid hypersensitivity reactions, no need for corticosteroids and antihistamines, the administration of Abraxane caused a higher response rate and a longer time to progression than the conventional 175 milligram per meter squared, 3-hour infusion every 3-week regimen of cremophore-based paclitaxel. So in my mind, this does represent a real step forward. Anyone who has had to deal with hypersensitivity reactions in the midst of a busy day, seeing outpatients run over to the treatment area and observe the patient when you stop the infusion, the anxiety that this engenders in the whole treatment area and in other patients is really something that I'd like to think of as a historical footnote.